This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Welcome to the Dinosaur Edition. Today's going to be a fun show. These people are so adorable, and we've never really had this many people on screen the entire time, and we're doing it because of the caliber of guests, of what we're talking about. It is so important, especially to all you whippersnappers that are out there that think this profession just came along and you discovered it 3-4 years ago with your Bitcoin deal or whatever it is that you happen to be in. And I want you to know that network marketing is unbelievable. And it is something that has changed my life at a level you would never believe. And I owe it to these people. I owe it to them to tell all of you that these people were the pioneers. These people were around. They've written books about this profession. They've done so many things to show you and I that this is the business of the century. It is the last pure form of entrepreneurism out there. And that's not even a word the way I just said it, but that's okay with me. So the name of the game, kids, the name of the game, old people, is give these people today the respect they deserve, and let's have some fun with this show, and let's just kick some booty. Hello, Doris Wood. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic. And you know, I always say we've only just begun. So although we may have started a little while ago, there are people just beginning in this industry. And let's hope that they will listen and we will be able to give them an idea or two that they can take away. So
there's no doubt about it. And how long have you been in network marketing?
To the day?
You can do that.
The 63 years.
63 years. I was just a frisky little six-year-old. That is so cute. And it has just given you your life. You've given your life to it. And now you are, like, passing the mantle to people like Cynthia Simmons and people in the world to keep network marketing and the memories alive, and that excites me. So thank you. So what's going on with you? You were the head of the MLMIA for how long?
35 years.
35 years.
And then I turned it over to another. It's still the same people. The same board is still there, but I've turned it over to a different executive director, and it's going forward, and I'm still on the board and still the president and still, you know, somebody will kick me out. You know, they used to, every time we'd have a conference, they'd say, Doris is going to retire. And I would say, you have to explain to me what retirement means, because if you love what you do, why would you ever quit?
I know that. I was around for a few of the let's get rid of Doris conversations. Because, you know, because you ran it with an iron fist and you were just a tough old bird, you know, tough as nails. And those people were coming in with all their highfalutin ideas and they wanted to ruin it. And they thought that you would go quickly and quietly, and I am telling you, you never left, and I love you for that. Troy Dooley, who is a great friend of yours and a great friend of the show and a great friend of the profession, says the same thing about you. We were talking, and, you know, just who you are and who you've been over the years is unbelievable. And whether it be Peter Klemmer, who I'll never forget, I went out there and met him at your event, and he passed right after that. And he was such an icon and an idol of mine, and I still think so unbelievably fondly of just the people I've met through you, and I just want to thank you for that, Doris.
Well, remember, somebody introduced me to some of those people, too, and I thank them. And you know what? We all say MLM so many times, and you know what I say what MLM means? And remember, I used to teach a class called No Hype, Just How. I would say MLM, and I'd say, now tell me what MLM means to you. And most people would say making lots of money or moving lots of merchandise, and I'd say you're wrong, absolutely wrong. MLM means making life meaningful.
Oh, my gosh, that is beautiful. I'm watching comments.
You can make it meaningful in your life, too, if you just bow down and go to work and do it.
So, Richard Brooks, Stacy Clark is down in, like, Aruba or something. I didn't even know they have internet down there, and she's on the show watching. Everybody's showing up because I am telling you, Ron Henley and Doris Wood, bookends that didn't know each other, that have been really around this profession a long time. If you look behind Ron Henley and look at his memorabilia he's just got over his shoulders. This guy is, I'm so happy I got to introduce you to him because he takes this profession at least as seriously as you do, and he cherishes the memories at a level you wouldn't believe. Ron Henley, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic, Tom. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Is it just great to meet her, the queen?
Like I was telling Cynthia earlier, we were Facebook buddies, but I've never had the chance to talk to her. So I'm hoping after today that's going to change.
Yeah.
I'm always available from 10 in the morning until 10 at night, my time.
We'll be expecting the phone call.
Talk about it.
You have Jim Rohn's picture in you there.
Yes.
And I can remember when I was on stage with him a couple of times, and he really was a fantastic presenter, but he talked from his heart, and you could understand most of him. And when he had his funeral procession here in California, the audience was absolutely packed. I went with Jan Rue.
Wow.
Wow.
And she moved out of Aspen, Colorado finally, man. And sounds like she's back south somewhere. All you people are migrating. I'm not happy about that. Brooke went to Hawaii. You're going to North Carolina, right, Doris?
Yes.
Holy mackerel. Why doesn't anybody ever come to Colorado where the weather's warm? It's unbelievable. So you guys, what are we going to do about preserving these memories? I mean, Doris, you've got warehouses full of memories that you're going to ship literally to Colorado till we figure out what to do with it. I own this office building here, and we're going to put up as much on the walls as we can until we can fund a museum somewhere that is going to give these things that you saved all these years a rightful place so people don't forget where we came from. Right, Doris?
Sounds great to me, but it isn't just my storage unit that is jam-packed full. I've got a garage full of everything, but, you know, I can remember, and I wish I still had it, when we started in the association, somebody told me I needed a fax machine. And the first fax machine was $1,000. Now you get them on any printer that you buy, they're free.
Yeah, no kidding. That is a fact. Cynthia Simmons, what do you think about all these old people you're surrounded by here?
Well, I've joined the crowd, I think. I was just talking about that a little bit ago. First of all, let me say, Ron, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. Well, I guess this is as close as in person as we can get nowadays. And Doris, I've known Doris probably going close to 15 years, I think, something like that. Yeah, I met her through the MLMIA, and the shows that we used to do on every Tuesday night, we used to do a show on the MLMIA, and I participated in a couple of those, and that's how I had the honor of meeting Doris, and she instantly became a mentor to me. I recognized instantly the value that she brought to the table of this industry, and I wanted to learn from the best. I mean, I look at Doris and I see the person, and I've talked to her about this many times, who paved the way, especially for women. Because if you think about, right, the 50s, the 60s, women, it was the Mrs. Cleaver, you know, stay at home, cook, clean, raise the kids, and be quiet. And so for Doris to be out there as an entrepreneur, you know, I mean, she had a college degree. She had a college degree in journalism.
Yeah.
And she went into network marketing to become an entrepreneur. And I admired that so much because what brought me into the industry was being fired from two jobs because of cancer. You know, and it's like, well, what do I do now? How do I create an income? And so what everybody's going through right now in the COVID, I already understand. If you've lost a job because of an illness and you're like, well, what do I do now? Where do I create an income at? How do I do that? And so I found network marketing because I was fired from two jobs because of cancer, because network marketing does not discriminate under any circumstances, right? We're all welcome here, no matter what's happening. And when I met Doris, and I thought, how amazing. This woman has paved the way for not only women, but everyone in this industry, that you can raise a family doing this, that you can have a lucrative income doing this, that you don't have to be at a 9-to-5 if you choose not to. And so I admired her so much that I hung on her every word. The one who gets one, you know, I was like, tell me, teach me, show me, what did you do? I want to know. I mean, because who better to teach us than somebody that's come through the entire way? And I know that, Doris, you got a kit from every company, right?
What we can help out a lot of people with, and I appreciate you. You know that. You have always been very, very dear since I met you. And we've talked a lot over the phone, and we've met several times. And she just felt like a special friend when I first met her. And, of course, there have been quite a few people in my life that have been that way. And I have really been lucky. When I started in the industry, I was really, really blessed with a couple of people. Blanche Viano was the president of a company called Judy Lee Jewels out of Chicago, and that was during the 50s all through the 60s. And then she came to California, and eventually they went to Hawaii. But that's where I got in it before then. I was with a couple of...
I got to take a tiny break because Richard Brook just loves the survival commercials on GCN, who sponsors the show. We'll be back right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We got a short segment here. We've got Ron Henley, Cynthia Simmons, and Doris Wood. And I am telling you, I have looked forward to this show. And I knew it wasn't going to be a walk in the park because, obviously, we are, you know, we're not exactly Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak and whoever else, Elon Musk. We're, you know, we're like old school. And so even figuring out a way to get us all on one screen took us about 3 days. But I'll tell you one thing. I am in love with Ron Henley and with Doris Wood, not because of today, but because of the fact that they've been collecting all this stuff forever. I put the word out that I was going to try to help Doris archive all her stuff. And Ron said, man alive, Larry Thompson, Taylor Thompson, and all these people have got this idea for a huge museum in Atlanta. So what I would love to do, and he came to me and said, what I'd love to do is just talk to you about a giant consortium of people really putting stuff where people can come and see that there is a history behind this. Doris was telling me that the first big company that became Network Marketing was Watkins. Richard Brook had told me it started at some place called Mind Dynamics. Where did it all start, Ron?
Mind Dynamics came out of Holiday Magic, those days, back in then. That's where Mind Dynamics came in. That was in the 64, 65.
And what about Watkins? Was that before that?
Watkins got started back in the late 1800s, if I believe.
Yes. Were you around for the beginning of Watkins?
No, I'm kidding. No, I feel like it sometimes, but no.
All right, that is so cute. Wow. Well, that is really cool. And who is Ben Gay III?
Ben Gay III was the third and final president of Holiday Magic. When William Penn Patrick passed away, Ben was the president of that company. And Ben is an amazing human being. He knew, I'm sure if he and Doris Wood got together and we could be flies on the wall, our heads would explode.
And what I want to do is a memorabilia show that isn't like, you know, where we get all these icons, you and Taylor and Larry and Harris and Weisberg and Doris and Cynthia. And we have just a big panel and we really talk it out over it, not over a lumpy radio show like this where we've got advertisers and all that jazz, but where we could really let some people watch the history evolve over not months, not years, not decades, literally centuries. Mm-hmm. And that is pretty doggone cool. And that's, Doris, you could have left a long time ago and done anything, but you dedicated your life to preserving network marketing, didn't you?
Well, I liked it from the first time I was in it because it gave me freedom to be who I was without having to apologize for anything and everything that I did, and because the other people did worse than I did, so... Because they started out, so you know what I'm saying. But I have been really fortunate enough to work with Brownie Wise, who built Tupperware.
Tupperware, yep.
Brownie was my first real mentor when I did my $1 million in sales. And she was the one who, you know, and I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of people. I remember there's a horrible, horrible video on the internet someplace that somebody made, and it's my story about Mary Kay. And I always told Mary Kay that not to go into cosmetics. Cosmetics would never sell on Party Plan. That was my claim to fame at that time. And, of course, I started my own cosmetic company after that, but at a much later time, and I was wrong.
Yeah, she did okay, didn't she?
But, Doris, that's okay. You were the first person in network marketing history to have $1 million earned in a year. You were the first person.
No, sold. I didn't earn it.
Oh, sold. Okay, I'm sorry. Sold. Yeah.
No, I never earned that kind of money. That was never my goal.
Yeah, to have $1 million in sales. I'm sorry. Yes, that's correct.
That's still really crazy.
The first person.
Yes, but you know what was really wild? People think that's nothing today. I mean, we have people that do that in a month. Yeah. And a lot more than that in a month. But that $1 million, our most expensive item was $4.95.
Holy mackerel. We got to take another break.
Sure.
So, we're going to come back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We love you for keeping us on the air all this time. And we're coming back right after this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump heading to Valdosta, Georgia at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. The president campaigning for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Supporters of the president lining up early to see him.
I'm not sure that I really want to vote for those two, but do we have a choice? Can we afford to lose the Senate?
6 million residents in the San Francisco Bay Area are being told to stay home starting this weekend. The order kicks in to limit the spread of the coronavirus when certain regions hit 85% capacity in their ICUs. The order also calls for hair and nail salons to close, restaurants to be takeout only, and businesses to cut occupancy to 20%.
It's really hard to keep a business going when the changes are happening constantly.
Those comments from a restaurant manager in San Francisco. USA Radio News. As coronavirus cases increase across the country, some doctors are crying out for help.
Doctors in Connecticut asked their governor, Ned Lamont, to shut down indoor dining and gyms to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That letter was spearheaded by Dr. Luke Davis, a critical care physician at Yale New Haven Hospital. He told CBS News that he and other hospital staff are getting tired.
It's very difficult disease, and the thing that makes the biggest difference is just not having the hospitals be overloaded, having enough staff to take care of people.
Nearly 700 people signed an online version of the letter. From the East Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The northeastern United States is bracing for a powerful windy storm that forecasters say could bring up to 18 inches more of heavy wet snow to parts of the region. Heavy and blowing snow in New England is expected to make near blizzard-like conditions and travel difficult. The nor'easter could dump up to a foot of snow on suburban Boston. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I hope you're having the best day ever, man. I am telling you, I feel like I'm at, I don't even know, you're in sports, you know, you get to go see somebody like Mickey Mantle, somebody like that who's dead, obviously, but just idols that you've always had. Richard Brook, I keep mentioning his name today for some reason, but he took me to the Mile High Stadium. His good friend John Elway gave him his box for the night, and that was just Invesco Field. It's not Mile High anymore. That was an experience to be around history. And today we are around network marketing history. And whether it be Brownie and Ron going back to Bengay III or Doris Wood with Del Hickman and the various people that you knew. Cheryl Kissel is on the show right now. I have been texting. If you've seen me look down, it's because I've been texting the one and only Marcy Cook. And I want to talk about that for a little bit. Rod Cook is in a very, you know, he's in one of those places, you know, where you go where they don't let you out. And he didn't see the light of day for about 4 months with COVID. He's just skin and bones down there, but his mind is still as sharp as a tack. And he's saying hi to Doris, too. And just a lot of old names of people that we love, right, Doris?
I can remember the first times I met them.
Yeah, way back.
Yes.
And he was a character, old Rod, man. He wasn't afraid to tell you how he felt, huh?
Not at all. No.
And he fought for us all, and you have fought for us all. And you preserved a profession. And that's what's important. So, Ron, why don't you talk about this museum that you are contemplating putting up in Atlanta?
Well, we started this thing called the Network Marketing Historical Society. And the push for that was not only everything that I have, I wanted to get it into a place where the public could see it. And I already live here about 10 miles outside of Atlanta. So I couldn't figure out a better place to put it. It's you know, a lot going on here. It'd be a lot of traffic. But the main thing is there are so many people like Doris right now. She has warehouses full and garages full. There are some people that have been around in this profession for a long time. And when they pass, their family doesn't know what to do with these treasures, and they throw them in a landfill somewhere. So we needed to create a place in this profession that's recognized by all network marketers as a hub, as a place for all of this memorabilia and these artifacts and all this to be able to go to be able to be protected, preserved, and displayed for the entire profession. Because once you really understand where we came from, you will understand how bright our future can be.
That's a great call. Do you guys know the name Nick Mangeris?
Yes.
He was from Care International, and they got to, like, almost to the top of the... What I bought this office building that we're in right this second, and Nick Mangeris and a guy named Scott Farduas came down, and Nick Mangeris about swallowed his cigar, because it turns out that where we are right this second is national headquarters for the first Care International. So we were like, this is where it was. And John Hammock has been here before. Lots of people, you know, every time I give my address, they go, I've been there before. And it finally dawned on me it was because of Nick Mangeris. But that history would have been forgotten had it not been for you guys' commitment to just bringing it back to life. And I love that. And I know that you know, Doris, one thing that I'm going to protect your stuff with my life, Doris. You need to know that, because who you've been, I saw you sacrifice everything for years, and Del Hickman and the various people and Brian Klemmer and those incredible people that you had just surrounding you all those years. And my hat's off to you, young lady, and we're not going to let it be forgotten.
They were with us for a long time, and Marcy was on the board wasn't Marcy on the board when you were?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Troy Dooley was on the board. I mean, people, cute people.
Troy
yeah.
is now, but he wasn't before.
Oh, Troy's on the new board?
Richard Brooke was one of the first people that was on our board.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He needs to give you a call, I think. You haven't talked to him for a while, right?
No, I haven't.
I'll give you, he's a bad contact mapper. com. So that's, sorry, I didn't mean to weave that in. So that's hysterical. So Jim Lupkin, this is pretty funny, and I'm going to have, like, so I've never met this guy that found me on LinkedIn a few days ago and needed some help from me. So I told him to come down today to have a cup of coffee, and I've never seen the guy in my life. He walked in the door, and I think he looks just like Jim Lupkin, which is pretty funny because not many people look like Jim Lupkin. And I'm going to have him come and just sit down for 1 second so you can tell me if you agree. But I thought, I went, what the heck is Lupkin doing here? I thought he flew in or drove in to hear your show. So that was pretty cool. So, yeah.
You know, Tom, you know what I think would be absolutely amazing? And I don't know why I just envisioned this. Is if there was a museum that also had like an auditorium or a stage, and imagine almost like when you're a kid, right, and you're in school and you take a field trip and the teacher takes you down to the historical museum in the city where your school is. Imagine if we could have something that actually where network marketing companies went to have their company presentations, get-togethers, events, that also was part of the museum where while people are there at their event, they could tour through this museum. And I think it would touch the hearts of a lot of people that are new coming to an event, right, first-timers, and go through and see all of this history. So it's not only a museum, it is actually a place where companies bring their distributors, members, and
that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's part of the game plan.
That's going to be so cool. Rita Davenport, you guys know Rita Davenport?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She Love Rita.
She's a maniac. She was just on here recently, and yeah, that's so funny. Lupkin, change your picture on your profile so it's on the screen so people can actually see what you look like. Because Jim Lupkin's actually watching. Doug Feuerbach, very, very cute, all the things that are going on. I'll get this guy to come over and sit at the stage for a second. He'll have no idea what we're talking about, but I couldn't believe my eyes. But, you know, we can do this. So you need 1,000 people to come someplace and sign something or do something, buy something. What's that all about there, Ron?
That's already been done. We're starting a YouTube channel. I went ahead and just, I'm in this, Tom. I really am. This is my, I can't not do it. Okay? It's been on my heart for a long time. My family got started in this profession when I was 5 years old. And I was this 5-year-old kid running around helping set up the room and serving refreshments and taking coats. And I got to listen to all these fantastic stories. And my dad and grandpa had a business. Zig Ziglar was the company trainer. So I met him when I was 5 years old. So from the time I was 5, all of this, as Zig used to say, the good, the pure, the powerful, and the positive, got poured into my young brain. That's what got me started down the path. And then 42 years ago, I heard Jim Rohn for the first time, and that did another 180 in my life. So through this whole thing, I've met and worked with and been friends with some of these amazing icons and legends that started this whole thing. And the stories and the memorabilia, I've just collected it because I felt this calling that was bigger than I am.
Yeah.
To do it. And for the good of everybody, not just me. I mean, I've got this stuff here, but I want the world to be able to see this. That's why we're moving forward with this museum. I call it a museum because that's the best word for it. But it's truly going to be a place where when any network marketers in town, any companies in town, they can come and not only learn about the history of the entire profession, but they can go to different sections of this museum and be able to see the history of their company, how it started, where it was coming from, some of the rarest stuff, that one-of-a-kind things that you won't be able to see anywhere else. It's really going to be something. And, you know, it's going to be an incredible undertaking, but it's a labor of love.
Well, what's so cool about it is you can do it. What's the name of that book that Taylor, you guys got this book that you're in with Taylor and Larry Thompson?
Which yeah, obviously The Millionaire Training.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're actually even doing a little bit of a benefit or a fundraising with that as a tool, too, to help with it. Or has that come to fruition yet?
Larry is working on that. He's the one that needs to talk about that. But he did say he was going to support this entire project with some of the funds from that book, yes.
Well, Taylor's on here, so if Taylor's on here, I guarantee you Larry's on here. So that commitment is
out amazing
there.
People.
Yeah,
amazing people.
Scotty Kupas, I don't know if you guys know him, but he actually said he would fly to California with me to help pack the truck. All these people are there's people on this screen that are saying I'm not giving up my stuff from my mom and dad. It's too valuable. And I believe that, and I'm thrilled that you feel that way. There was a woman in Longmont that came in the office one day, and she says, I thought my dad was going to give me, like, this huge inheritance. Instead, he gave me his stack of network marketing journals and said, this has been the secret to my life here, dear. I want you to learn this. And she's going, Dad, give me the money. So she wanted to know if I wanted them, and I told her not to give them away. I said, that is a history that you can't give me, but it is very valuable, and your dad was right. It's worth more than money, but it was pretty funny. This lady's going, what am I going to do with this? And I think that's a lot of kids, don't you, Doris? I mean, a lot of people don't understand how important it is, and they don't want to honor the memory, right?
Doris, can you tell everybody the magazines that you have, the very first one ever printed, and up until today, what are they?
Oh, they weren't the very first ones that were printed, and I have some of those. But I'm talking about I have every copy that the Direct Sales magazine, and that started probably about 20 years ago. I have every copy that they ever printed. I've got all of those. They're all in a filing cabinet, and they're already packed, ready to, but Tom, there are boxes and boxes of material that will look like just papers. But if you go through those, there are some papers I'm sure that Ron will remember. They used to send out a lot of things and said, sending out materials asking for $1 or $2.
Yes.
They'd send you a coupon for something.
Yep.
Cook or something. It was wild.
We got to take a break, Doris. We're going to come back right after this for the final segment. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. God bless Ted Anderson.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back. It's the final segment of the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got the one and only Doris Wood. We've got Cynthia Simmons, and we've got Ron Henley. And this has been one of my favorite shows of all time. I hate to break it to everybody. And I know that might surprise you, but it brings tears to my eyes, the history that we're part of and what these people have done. I mean, Ron on one side and Doris on the other, with exactly the same mission, not knowing the others existed. And it just shows you how big yet how small this profession is. And when we get out of the United States and we start thinking about what's going on over the world in this great profession, we've got great responsibility to preserve the memories. So I just want to thank all three of you. You're a whippersnapper too, Cynthia. We're going to get you back on this show to tell your story, because it's remarkable. But all of you people, if you can chance, you know, just go to either wall of Doris or Ron and friend them up or write them a nice note. Because I'm telling you what, these people are giving it everything they got. And thank you so much, you guys. What do you think of that, Doris?
What I was going to say is that through the years, there have been so many fantastic people that I've met, not just in the United States, but around the world. And when I was the first one, the first female to speak on network marketing in China. And that was through one of my adopted sons who had a company there, and I want you to know that I am blessed by having two children by birth, and they are both fantastic, a son and a daughter. But then I always loved the young people. But my problem is that all of my young people are now 60 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, but remember, I've lost a lot of very special people through this time, too. I didn't know Jim Rohn, but I knew Bill Fawcett, who was fantastic. And Linda Bruno did so much for this. Indeed. Linda Bruno's last name was Lagos, and she did so much. There were so many.
Yeah.
The young man in San Diego that we all knew and loved. It was a great speaker, and
I can't think of him.
You know.
Yeah.
Simi Sadella from England.
Yeah.
Everybody knew Simi while she was here in the States for a long time. But there were a lot of others. But I am still blessed that to the people that I met over 30 years ago that I'm still very, very close to.
Doris, can you tell us about the two books that you have? I know you've written the dictionary for network marketing. And there is the other one.
We've only just begun.
What
about how do people get that book?
Huh?
How do people buy that book?
We got to set her up a thing, Tom.
Oh, I'll take care of that.
We'll help her.
Yeah, we'll get that figured out.
I'm sending you a bunch of them. But but I want you to know that there are 18 people who wrote a chapter in this book about what had happened to them in network marketing, too.
Dr. Keith Lagos, I saw that. Linda Bruno, I saw that. That is so cool.
Yeah, I recognize a lot of those names.
Oh, yeah. D. Jack Smith, Del Hickman.
Yeah. Robert Butlin is on
there. Oh, yeah.
He's still alive, isn't he?
Yes. Robert Butlin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a firehouse. He was the first one in our organization in 1985. When we started, he was the first one to win the Distributor of the Year award, and he has grown up and done a fantastic job. And we both spoke in Malaysia and in Singapore through the years.
He might be on here today. I did send him a thing to.
I did.
Bye.
We like Butlin. I know Butlin for way back. And a good guy with big integrity. All right, so we got to figure out how to get hold of helping you with your vision a little bit, Ron. So tell me about that. How do people find what you're doing?
Well, the easiest thing they can do is go to networkmarketinghistory.com. That's where it's going to start.
Oh, perfect.
That's going to be the hub where everything else is going to be an offshoot of, and they can reach it.
Networkmarketinghistory.com.
Yep.
Oh, that's a cakewalk. Join his mailing list if there is one. Pay attention to it, and we'll go from there. Doris, we're going to figure out a way to get your books out to people, and I'll help you with that. So we'll figure out a way to and actually get, you know, I don't want to get the money to go to you. I want that to go to Doris so she's able to live like a rock star out there in North Carolina or South Carolina.
Maybe we can get some special ones, Tom, signed.
Yeah.
Doris says she'd be willing to sign some of them for us.
There you go.
Yeah.
Roll up the money. So that's good. All right, everybody, I'm telling you what, I hope you liked the show as much as I did. And we'll be back next week on the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Love you all.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.